my God. You know what this means? We're back to coming at you live at 97.5, The Squirt.
Oh.
Yeah. Welcome back to Drop Dice, your favorite D&D podcast. I am back.
Oh, God.
As God.
Oh, no.
God, is that you?
Ruh-roh.
We
my ankle
are...
hurts.
He would never talk to God.
Not able to fix ankles.
Me? Herbert. Oh. Sorry, Amber.
Oh, no, it's okay. We are doing a little bit of a one-shot today. We are going to be running it back in Blippendorf. For those familiar, Blippendorf is a small town. Just used to be a kind of a bigger deal. The roads changed. The town didn't. It's just a place people go. Mm-hmm. They do have issues every couple years with trolls in the woods. Come into town. Wreck some havoc. That's definitely not going to happen today, though. Today is just a beautiful, sunny day.
Just a nice, normal
in
day.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Normal day in Blippendorf.
Mm-hmm. Do you guys want to draw a character sheet and introduce yourselves?
Yeah, duh.
I will take one of the ones underneath whatever you're grabbing, Tom. I will save a close one for myself later.
Yeah, I can move some of these stacks, too, if needed. I was just scattering them evenly.
Mine just says name.
Yes, you get to name yourself.
You name yourself.
Oh.
And pick a career.
You invent your character on the fly.
Dude, let's go.
Oh, yeah. My goodness.
You also have one stat that is not average.
All right.
What'd I do with my marker? I'm a casual.
Did you lose it already?
Oh. Thief.
You left it. Therefore, I claimed it.
We picked name and career?
Yes.
Okay.
Whatever you would like it to be.
I hope we don't pick the same career.
I think it's okay. Blippendorf, it's not a tiny town.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, there could be two people doing the same thing in town.
Okay.
And honestly, considering what's about to happen, it's probably good if there's a couple, like, duplicates.
Because I like alliteration, I'm Balin the Blacksmith.
Nice.
I am Dr. Professor Marquis de la Croix.
I am Nosata de Yunhai.
Excellent, excellent.
Okay.
Not to be confused with a Sonata Hyundai.
I didn't look at like any of his skills.
But it's Toyota.
I'm just a blacksmith with like two in medicine.
I have a 12 in wisdom and a 2 in medicine as
well. Yeah.
Yeah, I got some acrobatics, and I'm good at nature, or I'm decent at nature, I guess.
Yeah, maybe I should have looked at that before. Okay.
Was that one of us?
I don't think so.
I don't know. I just heard a beep.
Mm. It's been beeping on and off for a bit.
Might be picking up the radio.
Probably
waves.
The neighbor.
Apparently, there's ghost radio waves in our headsets sometimes.
Yes, specifically on that end of the table.
Yep.
So
I have never had it happen, but people sitting on this side have. So
I for the first time, once I moved over there, I started hearing it.
Ah,
yeah. Ghosts. Yeah, it is these two seats then. Hmm.
No, sometimes that seat gets it too.
Okay. Perfect.
But not when I'm sitting in it.
The ghosts of Blippendorf past.
Yeah. They'll give it for sure.
Okay, so guys, it's a bright, sunny day in Blippendorf. What are you guys doing?
Dr. Professor Marquis de la Croix is here on a sabbatical from the college where he teaches biochem. And he is just here doing some grocery shopping before he heads back to his hotel.
Nice.
Uh-huh. Where is the grocery store?
Or
where would
that
be a convenience
store? That is the brown building in front of you guys.
Okay,
yeah.
Perfect. That's where I am at.
Okay.
Balin the blacksmith will be... We said there was a blacksmith, right?
Yeah.
Here?
Yeah. Right.
This one?
Mm-hmm.
He'll be toiling away, making some... Armor, perhaps.
Here you go. You can be the rat.
I will be the rat.
Hell yeah. Nosata is a worker at the clock shop because it is Toyathon in Blippendorf,
yes,
where they have the greatest deals of the year for you to give toys to your friends at Christmas time.
Yeah.
I love that.
Low APR of like 29%.
I was going to say.
Low. We're talking like high 50s.
Oh, wow. Great deals.
Way better deals.
The toys just happen to be also Toyotas.
The higher the percentage, the more complete the deal.
Yeah.
They're mostly T-posing toy soldiers. With weirdly rounded arms.
Oh, wow.
Mm.
So you guys are just having normal day when you start to hear a roar and stomping into the town square. A large green troll.
Oh, boy.
No.
I will have each of you roll initiative.
Oh, my goodness. Might I have a d20?
maybe.
Thank you, good sir. Thank you, good sir.
We can share the tray.
Okay.
The most average. I got a 10.
18.
14.
14. Sorry, one more time. You had 10.
10. I think Nick's going first.
Yeah.
18.
I had 18.
And I had 14.
14.
The blacksmith stays ready.
Okay. Yeah, we're starting up with everyone's favorite blacksmith.
Let's go. My goodness.
Okay.
Get his ass.
As a brave blacksmith, I will start moving towards the troll. Okay. And
is there anything from your shop specifically that you want to grab on your way out? You can grab a random weapon, or if you're like in your head, you're like, oh, I have a mallet or a crowbar or...
I mean, yeah, I think you grab a mallet.
Grab a mallet?
Yeah.
Okay. We're going to call that a great club.
Okay. And then I'll also... How does the movement...
We're just hand-waving movement.
Okay. So
this is not a nitty-gritty game.
Okay.
This ain't elite game, bro.
So I'm going to move. I'll just move to this thing and see what this paper is. Boom.
What I get? An axe.
Oh, I got an axe. Sick.
Appropriate. Of course, Nick gets an axe.
It's a hand axe.
So you got an axe and a great club.
Yeah.
Throw it at him.
That's probably what I'll do.
Great club's a 1d8, and it's two-handed. And
excellent.
It's in there somewhere.
Okay. So, can I move all the way up to him or no?
Yeah.
Oh, I can.
Well, okay. Send it.
Can I chuck my axe first, actually?
Yeah, actually, feel free. Yeet it.
I'll go into position. And then d6.
Wait, what are you doing? You're throwing your axe?
Throwing the hand axe.
Oh, you got to roll your attack roll first, buddy.
Oh, yeah.
I'm like, wait, D6.
You take the...
Do you want some dice there?
No, I'll just use the...
Bruh.
I'll use my thing.
Bruh.
We got to get you some clickety-clacks, my boy.
Nah. I have so many click-clacks, and I always end up...
That's a 7.
Unfortunately, a 7 is not going to hit. You just are, like, so shocked. Like, it's like sunlight coming from, like, the dark forge into the bright light.
Mm.
Biffs it, and it goes sliding into the side of the clock shop.
Wow. Okay.
So all right.
Just gonna.
That's what happens when you don't have dark vision.
There's an axe.
But I mean, it's Skaven.
Over here.
Skaven. Okay. Okay. I think that's it for me then.
Mm-hmm. Fig, you are up next.
My goodness.
With our marquee.
Okay.
Delacroix.
Dr. Professor Delacroix, upon seeing this dastardly fiend that has arrived in town, is going to head over to the entryway, searching for a weapon of opportunity, and uncover a knife.
Noise.
And then proceed inside of the shop to search for a bag of peanuts.
Okay.
Am I able to find any peanuts?
You do find a bag of peanuts.
Excellent. Dog. I'm getting the peanuts. I'm crushing the peanuts within the bag.
Okay.
I'm going to open the bag and charge pretty close to him.
Okay.
I'm going to pocket peanut the bag at his face in the hopes that he has a deathly peanut allergy.
Okay,
using
biological
warfare.
Dog, this troll is certainly unvaccinated.
Of course.
There's no way he has a peanut.
No way he's been exposed to peanuts. That is a flat 10.
Unfortunately, from all of your time in the lab, you've never thrown a bag of crushed up peanuts, and the oil kind of makes them stick to themselves and to the bag.
I've never been much of a pocket sander.
So you try to, like, foof the bag, and you didn't, really, like, open it all the way either, so, like, you just... it's still like all in the bag and a little bit like at the ground.
God damn. Okay. Well, that's my turn.
Okay. And I'm sorry, Nick, one more time. What's your character's name?
Balin.
Balin.
Balin the blacksmith. Have you guys seen like Dr. Stone, the anime?
No.
No, never mind.
You wouldn't get it.
You wouldn't get it.
Nosada, you are up.
All right. I'm just going to, seeing this troll encroaching on my beautiful clock shop, run right at him, screaming, arms wild, and pick up a mace.
Nice.
And I'm going to
find a nice stick.
Go about 10 feet away from him and chuck the mace at him with my eyes closed.
Okay.
Send it.
Can I roll with disadvantage?
Yes.
Okay. That's going to be a 12.
That is, unfortunately, you still miss with your eyes closed.
There's no way.
Your nice hefty stick goes and lands kind of over by the church.
Okay.
Good. Perfect.
Gosh.
Okay, we are back with Balin the blacksmith. Oh, no, I'm sorry. I forgot about the troll.
I was going to say, thank God he's so slow.
Gets one turn for every three of ours.
His new trolls.
Still wouldn't help us.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're just going to put him at the top of the initiative order because I think that's easier. So he is going to charge in. And Nosada was the last one to chuck something at him, even if it didn't work. So he's going to move over.
Not my gumdrop buttons.
Oh, boy.
Okay. Ooh, that might actually... How's a 13?
Yeah, dude.
Oh, no. Okay.
I'm a dude.
guy.
Nosada, that is 6 points of piercing damage.
Yeah, Nosada explodes into a blood.
Pick this.
Okay. Would you like to draw another character card?
We're not rolling death saves or anything, right? He's just dead.
Yeah, he's just dead.
Okay. Goodbye, Nosada.
Dr. Professor Delacroix is just like, oh,
oh, oh my God.
So, yeah, Balin, you just saw your buddy from the clock shop getting misted.
Do I need to roll initiative or am I staying with 12?
We're just going to keep you on the same initiative.
Sounds good to me. It gives me time to look up my new name.
Balin is unbothered. He's going to charge the troll.
Okay. Good note. Here, I gotcha.
Okay. And he is going to try and take his great club mallet and smash the troll's toes.
Okay.
Excellent.
Just
excellent. Debilitated.
So that angles. Wait. Roll a d20. Roll a d20. 17.
That hits.
Oh.
And we say a d8 for damage?
Mm-hmm.
So.
We must cripple him.
That's a 5.
Nice. Ooh,
let's go.
Nice.
So just big overhead swing just right down on the toes. Trills.
He's like
toe.
Jumping on one. Air, that was mean.
Okay. And that's it.
Nice. Marquis, Dr. Professor Marquis Delacroix.
Marquis.
Indubitably. being somewhat mildly versed in medicine, I am going to charge forth after he has been distracted with a toe jam, and I am going to use my knife and attempt to stab him in the groin. Ooh. Where there are a bunch of arteries.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Uh-huh, uh-huh. It's a weak spot. With an 11.
Unfortunately, that is not going to hit.
Inconceivable.
You jam and it goes like just like right between his legs, so, and you're just kind of like awkwardly looking up with like your hand down there, and he looks down like,
oh? sir. That'll be my turn.
Okay.
I'm also still holding my peat nuts.
You're almost holding his peat nuts.
I've got peat nuts and a knife with an ogre dongle right in front of me. Mr. Troll.
Okay, Tom, who you got?
So the loving wife, Nalatra Dianhai, runs nice. Out of the toy shop
nice.
After, not after, and spots a big puddle of red that used to be her husband, and just has this otherworldly scream and picks up.
There's nothing over there. Okay. Oh, there's an axe, or there's...
Yeah, that looks great. Ooh.
Ooh.
Picks up a club and just jumps at the troll's back.
Hell yeah.
I want to, like, climb it and start smacking him on the head.
Nice. Let's do it.
Okay. Nalatra rolls a 5.
This is not a great day for Nalatra.
The Dianhai clan is in shambles.
She is like one hand like under the little like leather breastplate, like hanging on like she's riding a bull. Other hand with the stick and just can't quite. It's moving too much for her to like.
He's so large and brawny.
Focus to get the stick down because she's trying so hard not to fall off.
Mm. Sounds good.
This does bring us to the troll. And he didn't like getting his toes stomped, so he's going to swing at Balin.
Oh, thank God. I live. I'm just like, oh.
Balin, that is a 15 to hit.
Yeah.
Not the blacksmith. Yeah. Ah, no.
And that is 6 points of bludgeoning damage.
He's down.
As Balin is misted. A little Crunch. Ready.
I really thought he was going to make it.
Smushed.
We all did. We were all rooting for him.
Well, yeah, right. I mean, that's what I thought.
What a guy. He was a real hero.
He was Ned Stark in this story.
Yeah. Yep. Definitely.
We all thought he was the protagonist.
Nick, I'm going to put you... We're going to come back to you just to have a little time to...
Oh, yeah, because it would be... Okay, yeah.
Marquis de la Croix, Dr. Professor Sir.
Seeing this man get absolutely misted, I am going to be like, ah! And I'm just going to like... whip the peanut bag towards his face and try to like stab him again.
Okay. You get advantage for distraction with the peanut bag.
Oh. 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 An 18.
That hits.
Excellent. I stab him in the groin with a d4.
Do the peanuts do anything?
1 damage of
the peanuts
of
distract
piercing.
Him.
Oh.
Piercing. Slightly, a slight scratch upon his calf. He might get an infection. He could get sepsis. This guy doesn't get immediate medical attention. He could die in like 2 weeks.
Long after the whole town's on fire.
I mean, we take what we can get.
Okay, we are back to Nalatra.
Nalatra's going to try and like get a firmer grip, put her feet on his back, and just start whacking away at his shoulder.
Okay.
That's a 16.
That'll hit.
All right. Jeez, buys. We're in it. 5 bludgeoning damage.
Nice. Nalatra getting some hits in.
Nice.
Nick.
We're all right.
Numbers.
So now.
Like a little guy here.
Now I'm playing Dwarf or Dorf.
Dorf.
The town drunk / the homeless population. the entire homeless
the
population.
Whole thing.
The whole thing.
100% of the population.
The whole homeless population. And he's going to be in the gazebo.
Of course.
Because, you know.
He was passed out in the gazebo.
Yeah, before. He's passed out in the gazebo.
Does he have a bottle?
Yes.
Oh, yes.
He has a bottle. So,
give him the bottle, Dorf.
Yeah, just put it right there. It's fine. He's not going to take too kindly to some troll coming into his town, as he likes to call it.
Oh, yeah. For sure.
I mean, he has slept in every single part of this town.
Oh, yeah.
That doesn't make it his.
It's his town. Like, so he's going to come out of the gazebo.
Okay.
And also, it should be noted that he stinks. Really bad.
Would imagine so, yeah.
I think so bad that it even offends the troll's sense of smell.
Oh, dang.
As he is approaching from the rear and coming up next to me, I just get just overwhelmed with just stank ass. I'm just like,
yeah, Nalach is kind of gagging from the back of the troll.
We just are retching.
He stinks bad. And he's going to bonk the troll with his glass bottle.
Okay.
Let's see. That's a 17.
That will hit.
It's professional. He's
probably
many.
A D6. It's
probably like 1 damage.
Yeah, let's make it a D4 at least. I mean.
Okay.
We're talking a glass
a
bottle.
D4.
It's like a D2 at best.
Solid.
We're going to go D4.
D4. Okay.
It's a whole handle.
Hey, that's 4 damage.
Nice.
The fucking Captain Morgan bottle.
He's going to hit him with
a whole whiskey bottle.
Hits him with the bottle, and then like as it breaks, it's actually going to cut him a little bit. Like,
there it is.
You do now have a sharpened broken bottle.
Okay.
The captain ordered a D6 maybe.
Hell yeah.
Okay. We are with the troll, and he is so confused by the stinky cloud that he is going to attack the guy that just shivved him.
In the calf.
That is a unnatural 20.
Oh, God.
Let's see how he rolls. That is...
No, my boy.
That is going to kill you.
Huh? That's
a 4, and I forget what I add to that.
I thought you were attacking the stinky cloud.
No, he's not attacking the stinky cloud because he's confused, but that is an 8.
Damn. Okay. Yeah. Dr. Professor Marquis de la Croix is just fucking obliterated.
All those years of academy training wasted.
Peanuts did nothing.
They distracted him a little bit.
They did.
Yep. Okay, we are back to Dorf then.
Oh, it's me again?
Yep.
Well, I think he's going to spy an implement tool over here, and he's going to move.
Yeah.
Crap.
Pick that up. The spacing is not that important in this.
Now he has a sickle.
Nice.
Which is 1d4.
Which is basically just the broken bottle.
Yeah, basically. Can he dual wield the broken bottle and the sickle?
Yeah.
Okay.
Give him the gears.
They're both light weapons, so yes.
Yeah. Can he attack and bonus action attack with like one and then the other? Okay. So he'll attack with the broken bottle.
Okay. Of course.
That's a 14.
That is going to hit.
Okay. And because it's a broken... It's still a D4, yeah?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's just piercing now instead of...
Okay.
Because you're shiving with it instead of smashing with it.
So 2 damage with that.
Nice.
And then with the sickle... Oof. 5 to hit.
That does not hit.
No. That's my turn.
Okay. Fig, do you have a new character?
Oh, absolutely.
Okay, who do you got?
Okay. Coming out of the blacksmith shop is the yoked... The reputed Jacked Daniels, local strongman competitor, who was here putting in a commission order for a new bench press in his basement. He is going to come out with another knife that he has grabbed out of the blacksmith shop. He is going to just pop up over here. And he's going to just yeet it.
Okay.
Like a throwing axe. He's just going to hand over hand just toss the knife at the big guy.
Okay.
That's a knife.
Now that's a knife.
Oh, that's a knife.
And that's a toe. All right.
You
completely
don't
whiffs.
Hit Nalatra, though, who is on the back of...
As a strong man, he has never done throwing competitions ever.
That makes sense.
But yeah, it just goes right overhead and just like off into the distance.
I like to think it like buried itself like all the way to the hilt in the clock shop.
Excellent. Yep, for sure.
Yep.
Okay.
Yeah. Nalatra, what you got?
Gonna keep whacking away.
This time,
I would like Nalatra to essentially just like wrap herself around his face to like cover up his eyes and start beating him on the back of the head.
Okay, so like the smothering like,
spider
hug.
Monkey.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah, just like hugging around his face with both arms, just like kind of like. That's a 3.
Again, you're trying so hard to hold on that you don't really do much damage, but he is very uncomfortable by the fact that it's just like torso and clothing. It's choking him a little bit.
Good. Smothered by the titty. Hell yeah.
Yeah.
We are picking up with the troll who is. Getting kind of sick of this woman just like smothering him, so he's gonna try to grab and yeet her. That is, how is a 15?
Yeah.
Yep.
Oh no.
Is that to grapple or to throw me?
To throw. So then you are gonna take 4 points of impact damage from getting, like, smushed onto the ground.
Can she hit, like, the bell in the clock tower?
I was thinking, like, down to the... But yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, that'd be sick. Yeah.
It's like suplexed. Bong.
Just pink mist onto the ground.
Splat.
Okay.
Okay.
Man, real rough day for the Dion Highs.
Mm.
Dorf. How's it going?
Doing great.
You're in there, dog.
Doing great. As a free action, he's going to burp and fart at the same time.
Yes.
Adding to the stench in the immediate area, even so, you know, the troll is
disgusting. I'm going to have that do 1 point of poison damage. Yes. It's just that foul.
Yeah.
Just
yeah. Rancid. The troll is disgusted.
Dwarf is the MVP.
Yeah, dude. He's coming in hot. And then he's going to attack with the sickle.
Okay.
That's a 15 to hit.
That will hit.
All right. 2 damage.
Nice.
And then he's going to attack with a broken bottle.
Nice.
Right in the kneecap.
That's a 9.
That is not
going to
hit.
No.
Points on the board, though.
He's wearing him down, man.
Yeah.
It's an attrition game.
Bit by bit. We will not kill this troll.
I mean, you know.
You'll get there.
Yeah, I think so.
Surely. Jack Daniels. What's
Jack
that for you?
Daniels is going to see the mace lying on the ground and realize this is the moment he's been waiting for. As he grabs the mace and charges in, gagging alongside his friend. That is the reason that it took him so long to get out here in the first place, because he was doubled over heaving in the blacksmith shop. Nineteen with the mace.
That'll hit.
Yeah,
all right, may I have a D6, good sir?
Hell yeah, brother.
Here we go. That is 4 more bludgeoning damage.
Hell yeah.
Should actually be an unnatural 20, but yeah.
Okay.
Just smacking them right on the side of the tummy. Just going for a little kidney shot with the mace.
Ow.
Yep.
Ow.
Got to distract them.
Tom, is there anyone else in the clan coming
there
out?
There is, yep. So in the top of the toy shop where his parents worked, young Fantasy hears a knife thud into his bedpost and sits up bolt right out of bed.
Fantasy. Fucking incredible.
Looks out the window, sees the troll, sees 2 lumps of red that used to be his parents, grabs a knife out of the bedpost and clambers onto the roof.
Oh, okay.
I love it.
He's going to throw the knife at the troll.
Okay.
How's a 19, net 20 strike?
Yeah, that'll definitely hit.
Sick.
Perfect.
3, well, nope, that's wrong. Where's the knife? Knife's right here. Piercing damage. There we go.
Nice. He's been pierced. In his backside.
Yep.
Are you hearing the sick guitar solo?
Yeah.
Don't stop.
Yeah.
Believe.
Yeah.
We're getting juiced up here. We're motivated by the ghosts.
Yes. Ghost music.
They're invested with Journey.
Okay. After Fantasy, we come back to the troll, who is getting really sick of the smelly cloud.
No.
Oh, and try to get rid of the smelly cloud.
Oh, no. Could never.
That is a 17.
No.
He hits.
My boy. Please no.
And 6 points.
Ow. No.
Of bludgeoning damage.
I was really hoping he's going to, like...
punts you into the church.
He surely experienced worse.
Right? I was really hoping. Oops, sorry.
Cooked.
All right. I guess I got to make a new character.
That do be how this goes.
It, right?
Okay. We are going to put you back at the bottom of the turn order because I keep forgetting and killing you right before your turn.
Jack Daniels is going to shout out, "No, homeless man!"
That is funny because it is Jack Daniels' turn.
Exactly. And with a vengeance, he is going to leap up with an overhead strike and attempt to clock him right in the face with this mace.
Okay.
That is a 12.
It will not hit.
Damn. Okay. Ooh. He is really tall, and I am really stout. Getting hops is not my thing.
I would say, I feel like strongmen don't typically have a really high vertical.
Yeah, he made it about 3 inches off the ground.
That's pretty impressive.
Yeah, I know. That was big
really
for him.
High. Yeah.
Way more than Eddie Hall.
Yeah.
Okay, Fantasy.
Fantasy is going to kind of cast about and pick up a couple of roof tiles made out of slate. And start shurikening roof tiles at the troll.
Nice. We're going to call those D4s.
All right. 12?
It's not going to hit.
Shoot.
Good try, though. Okay. Nick, who you got?
Next, we have Crud.
Crud.
he's the henchman to like the local like crime boss. So he's another big strong boy, but he's kind of more like he's more like fat, you know, than he is like super jacked. Where would be the seedy side of town?
The church.
You know what? Yeah, he was, you know,
the church is a front.
Doing, you know, in the church. Yeah, exactly. Yeah, maybe the local bishop or whatever is actually the bad criminal. And he's going to pick up whatever this is. He's got a knife.
Knife. He's got so many knives.
Knives are pretty prevalent in this time period.
And you know what? He's gonna chuck it at the at the troll.
As we do.
As you do. You pick up a knife, you throw the knife.
Mm-hmm.
And that's gonna be a 7.
It's not gonna hit.
Crap. It's just knives being thrown all over the place.
Trolls are scrap. Knives and tiles. Bugs.
He's just gonna throw it really wide, and it's almost gonna hit the.
It goes high.
Yeah,
it just goes arcing over next to him.
Goes really close to Fantasy's foot.
Fantasy, if you would like to try to pick up this knife that has just landed near you,
absolutely you would.
Okay. Yeah, so you meant to do that.
Thanks, friend.
Yeah, totally, man.
I'm gonna be just like you when I grow up.
We're back to the troll, and the only one in front of him within reach.
No. Jacked Daniels.
It is Jacked Daniels. Let's see how he rolls. That is a 11.
Yes. Go ahead.
6 points of bludgeoning damage.
Damn. Jacked Daniels attempts to meet him blow for blow with his fucking mace. And after one brief moment of like holding it back, he completely fucking crumples. It's just fucking flattened. Jacked Daniels has been pancaked, never to compete again.
That brings us back to Crud.
All right. Crud's going to look around, see if he can find any other implements. He's going to go pick up this one. He's got a club now.
Nice. Fred seems like someone that could handle a club.
You know, I think it'll serve him well. And he's going to go and try and bonk the troll.
Yeah.
What am I doing? That is a 14.
That will hit.
What's 1d4? That's a 3.
Nice. Once again, I imagine this is just like a lead pipe and you're just hitting him in the kneecap.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Like, ow, knee.
He calls that his special move.
The lead pipe.
The lead pipe to the knees. You know, just fucking classic.
Take Crud, that secret sauce.
Yeah, take that, troll. See?
Big we got.
I love oh boy. Crud.
Which building in the corner over there?
That is the that's the
quilt shop.
Yeah, the quilt shop, yeah. The
quilt shop? Okay.
Or like fabrics and textiles. Textiles.
Out of the quilt shop, you see another large man named Fonk the Strong.
Fonk?
Fonk. Fonk the Strong.
With a PH or with an F?
PH. He is going to come out of there with a handful of quilts that he was buying as gifts for the upcoming holidays for
aww,
various family members, and see that his arch rival has been absolutely flattened. And he's going to shout out, Jacked Daniels, no, as he drops his quilts to the ground and charges in, picking up the mace that he hath dropped and attempting to swing upon troll.
Yon troll.
That is a nat 20.
Oh nice. That's Bonk double damage.
Is coming in hot.
Oh,
nice. With 2d6.
I can go mate.
That is 6 bludgeoning damage.
Let's go.
As he just comes in, picks it up, and does like the fucking what the hell is the it called? Like a shot put spin with the mace and just clocks him in the side of the head.
Damn, Fonk tall.
Oh,
big boy. Gosh. Big boy.
Oh, so mean. I just wanted to come here and eat you all. You're just hitting me. It's mean. Bad. Bad humans.
No, you. Be gone, giant troll man.
That takes us back to Fantasy.
Fantasy is going to throw the knife. That's a 4.
Knife goes wide. Damn. Knife does not hit Fonk or Crud, though.
Oh, good.
I wouldn't even see it coming. I'm seeing red.
Oh, you're one of those people.
Oh, yeah.
That brings us back to the troll, who is going to... I think... Yeah, Fonk the Stronk did more damage with that one. So we're going to see how it handles for you.
Damn. Troll's got good threat assessment.
Yeah, that's a 23.
Surely you live this. Surely you survive this.
Fonk, that's 4 points.
That is exactly enough.
No.
As Fonk is also just battered upside the head as it comes clean off and he topples dead to the ground. As
well. I like to think that Fonk and Jacked are like next to each other in death. Yeah.
Yep.
Almost holding hands, but not quite.
Yep.
Yeah.
Accidentally. No intention there, but the hands do fall close together. As they were rivals in life, they are rivals in death.
Crud, what you got?
So, Crud's a tough guy when it's like, you know, weaker people that he's like shaking down and things.
Yeah.
And seeing this other big strong dude just get fucking misted, his bravery is going down. So he's actually going to run away.
Okay.
But he is going to, this is a knife here, yeah? That
got
dropped. He's going to pick that up and sort of just like run over here.
Okay.
You got that? Okay. But he will try and chuck the knife once he's at a safe distance.
Yeah.
That's a 16.
That will hit.
What's a knife? 1d4. 3.
Numbers. You're running to go get the King's Guard. Someone probably should do that.
Yeah, Crud's not like a coward, but I mean,
no.
Yeah.
Someone needs to bring in the actual knights so they can clean this all up. Okay. But. After Crud, we are.
Oh, I'm ready to rip. Yeah. Ain't even gotta ask. All right. Out of the smithy comes also quite large Jack Doff, the local blacksmith.
The other local blacksmith?
Other local blacksmith. They work in pairs, you see. They got to keep up with demand for the holiday season. He is going to come out.
A lot of bromance in this
with
town.
An axe.
As he does.
And Jack Doff is going to charge in gloriously. And he is going to make his swing with the axe at a 19.
That'll hit.
Hell yeah. All right. That is going to be D6 slashing damage. That is 6 slashing damage from Jack Doff.
Jack is doing the work. After Jack, we've got Fantasy again.
After running out of knives and loose shingles to throw, Fantasy is going to kind of slowly duck off the roof, fall in a heap, get up, twist his knee, and run at the troll.
Yep, uh-huh, for sure.
Is he picking anything up or just fists flying?
He's going to pick up the club that his mama dropped, or that bounced off the bell, and fell on the ground. That's a 1.
You try so hard, but this is such a big club that as like you wind back, it goes flying out of your hands and like hits the back of your house. You're just there with like empty hands and troll and hands and troll.
Also, I was just imagining that he like hefts it up on his shoulder and then just ends up
like tips
top
over
heavy. And back on the
ground. He is like 6, so that makes sense.
Yeah. Okay.
Fair enough.
Troll is going to look at this situation and jacked off. You're the one that dealt damage this turn.
Oh, yeah, brother.
Oh, that might not actually. How's an 11?
It's gonna hit you. Oh no.
Oh yeah. That is 8 points of bludgeoning damage.
It's just enough to take out Jack Doff. Yeah, it's been a pleasure, gentlemen. And I'm gonna die now. Yeah. Jackdoff is also just absolutely fucking smoked. He only has 4 health.
Yeah.
Another large man in the pile of bodies at the feet of this troll. Let me see if I grab another strength-based character. I do. Excellent. Oh, no. We'll be back.
I did not shuffle.
They're all strength-based. I'm just playing all strong men.
Did you not shuffle these? Are these all just fucking...
They should have been shuffled.
But... I mean, so far I've had a couple.
My first one was Dex, and every other one has been strength.
Oh, yeah, okay. All right.
Okay, we are Crud, who has fled. Are you still Crud and he's running, or are you
no,
someone new?
No, I'm still Crud.
Are you still Crud?
Oh, okay. Yeah. No, he's gonna switch back. His ego now is overtaking his cowardice, and he doesn't want to, you know, be looked at as some sort of...
Yeah,
cowardly
there's,
fool.
There's a kid fighting. Happily.
Right. So he's
there's a 6-year-old with a club.
Yeah. Whatever reserves he has, he's stealing them, and he's gonna go and pick up this other thing here, which is a knife.
Damn! So many knives.
So many knives. And he's
all weapons are just littered up on corpses.
He's gonna go. Run up to the troll now and bonk him with his club.
Okay.
All right. That'll be a 17.
17 will hit.
And he's going to do 4 damage.
Stop hitting me. It's me.
He's going to hit him in the other kneecap.
Excellent.
We're going up to the troll, who, now that the small child is within reach,
oh no,
I was going to start going for fantasy.
No,
Ruh-roh.
That is an unnatural 20.
Oh.
Yeah,
fantasy. That is 6 points of bludgeoning damage,
just like his father before him.
Boat also towards the clock tower.
Bonk. Rings the bell again.
Generational murder.
This whole clan's gonna get wiped out at this rate.
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah. Oh no.
We are back with Crud.
So, deja vu. Crud's gonna get scared again and run away. He's gonna run back to the church. And through, he's gonna like run into the church door, and he's gonna like hide behind the door. But he did pick up an axe, and he's gonna chuck it at the troll.
What's
wrong?
I'm just making sure this isn't asleep.
Okay.
18.
18 will hit.
Whack.
4 damage.
4 damage. Crud's just really good at distance.
You know this. You know, in and out thing is really working for him.
It really is. After Crud, we have our new strongman question mark.
Oh, no new strongman. There's only 2 of those guys in town. What we have coming from the smithy is Jack Doff Jr., the blacksmith's apprentice.
Slash son.
You killed my father, yeah. I'm gonna get you. I'm gonna take you. I'm gonna bend you over backwards, yeah. And you're not gonna know what's coming with my great club in hand, yeah. I'm coming at you now.
He's charging it.
And he's swinging for the fences with his great club. He's only slightly smaller than his father before him, but that is an 8.
That's not gonna hit.
Damn.
Can his great club be like a fence post or something like that?
For sure, yeah.
Yeah, the idea is these are all like improvised things you guys find around town, with the exception of knives, which is old times.
He ripped part of the frame off the wall of the door in his fit of rage.
Oh boy.
Yep.
Okay. Tom, who's in the clan next?
Yeah, so from behind the house, Cantus Ruse hears the ring of the bell as his brother's body bounces off. And naturally, he was cutting wood in the back with a sickle.
For sure.
And goes. So he runs around the house, sees 3 corpses of his family, vomits, trips over the vomit, falls in the vomit, picks himself up, and runs with the troll. and swings with a sickle.
Glorious.
16.
Nice.
16 will hit.
All right. Sickle's a D4, huh? A big four. Oh, nope. That's a one.
Yep. Okay.
Up, yep, up, up.
Yep.
A one?
A one?
One.
It's, you know, it's something. It's maybe enough to get the troll's attention.
He pokes his heel.
Oh, hi, and buddy. He smells
with wonky. The pointy end.
Hi.
I'd like to think he was, like, eating fish, so his vomit smells pretty fishy.
I mean.
And now he does, too, since he fell in.
Disturbed by this, the troll is going to aim for Jack Doff Jr. in the choice between two children.
Come on, brother, yeah. Take your best shot.
Kanta's like a teenager.
That is a 24.
Yeah, best shot was taking you.
Only 4 points of bludgeoning damage, though.
Does he live?
I am only mostly pulverized. Yeah. Jack Doff Jr. has died.
Man, the troll's like 8 for 8 on that.
Absolutely smoking.
Just.
I'm out of sheets, yeah. There
you go. Okay. Excellent. Yep. Excellent.
Stack.
There you go.
Okay. We're back with Crud, though. How's it going, Crud?
So, Crud... seeing strength in numbers yet again, is going to steal his reserves and charge back into the troll. And you know what? On his way, he's going to pick up a mace.
He's just got a belt full of weapons and platter.
His wooden club now, he's smashed the troll's both his knees, and the club is starting to splinter. So he's going to pick up that mace.
It's a hard knee.
And he's going to hit him. That's a 6.
Fortunately, that club is not going to be putting in work. It's not quite a steel pipe. Yeah. Or a lead pipe.
Yeah.
Bomber could be the one day.
Could be.
Who we got? I just look up his direct eye contact.
Wayne. Okay. So from behind the antique shop, having taken the trash out,
comes Axel, the janitor. His black scales are a little more, they're a little less shiny because it's been like 20 years. But Axel's going to come running out.
It's been 2 years.
It's been like 20 years in Axel time.
He is a lizard man, black one, and he is going to come running out. He's going to see all these corpses on the ground and be like, oh man, so much to clean up later. As he licks his lips.
Oh boy.
And he is going to pick up a weapon. We'll just say this was over there. It is a quarterstaff. So he actually just has a mop. He's gonna come up behind him, and he is going to attempt to impale him in his butt with a mop.
Going full Hamnair, got it.
Yep.
Mop handle.
That is a 17.
That'll hit.
Excellent. Oh, it's two-handed, versatile. Where's the D8 at?
Oh, yeah.
That is 7 Dang. Bludgeoning damage as he is reamed with a mop.
That's got to be the worst one he's taken so far.
Take that, troll. These are my corpses.
The troll now has disadvantage until the mop head is removed.
Oh, hell yeah.
Nice.
I'm the puppet master as he starts swirling.
Oh, no!
Whole new meme in a swirly.
Crud, what you got?
You know. Crud's, you know, his ego won't let him run anymore, so he's sticking around. And he's gonna keep whacking those kneecaps, man. Let's see.
Oh shoot, I skipped Tom.
Oh,
come back to you. It's okay.
14 to hit.
14 will hit.
And that's 3 damage.
Points on the board. Yeah. Tom, coming back to you.
All right, Kanta is gonna pick up a knife off the ground since they are littering the ground around the troll. Can I make 2 attacks?
Yeah.
Okay. One's a nat 20. We'll say that's with the knife. And then the other one's a 3.
I'm sorry, what was the first one?
Nat 20.
Yeah, double that.
All right. Hell yeah.
Double that.
So he's aiming for his calf, but I guess he got his Achilles instead.
Nice. Get him.
For a whole 5 damage.
Nice.
That's pretty good. Nice.
And then he's going to cower away because he's seen what happens when we'll hit the troll.
Okay. At that, it is the troll's turn. And the troll, seeing crud, holding his ground, after hitting him so many times in the knee, is going to, with his disadvantage, try to smack you. That is an 11.
Yep, just makes it.
Shit.
That's a full 8 points. As crud is just pulverized. And like 18 lead pipes hit the ground with him.
At least he didn't go out like a bastard.
Axel, what you got?
I'm still holding on.
It's going to take me days to clean up all these corpses.
And I'm just going to try and just start like plunging with him to make my attack.
Talk about not safe for work.
We're going to bottom him out.
Fucking hell.
That's a 14.
That'll hit, yeah.
Hell yeah. D8, baby.
Bonk.
That is, I believe this is 4. Yep, 4 more bludgeoning damage.
Okay. He's not doing so hot.
Hell yeah.
A lot of internal bleeding going on in there.
Absolutely.
Okay, after Exil. Cantus, what you got?
Kanta is going to throw the knife and then run up and try to attack him with the sickle.
Nice.
It's going to be a 17 on the knife and a 4 on the sickle. Not doing super
hot. Knife will hit.
3 piercing.
Okay. Once again, just incoherently making sounds that no one knew a troll could make. Doesn't even really notice the knife. He's very distracted by everything.
Bottomed out by a mop.
Nick, who you got?
Next, we have Dilbert.
It's like that scene.
Dilbert.
From Lord of
the Rings where
everyone's getting the troll with a spear, except on the opposite side.
He's an accountant.
Yep.
Aww.
Oh, actually.
Just a
Dilbert.
Dilbert's just a goofy little accountant. Nice. Let's go, Dilbert. What's the feeding grate? What's that over here?
That's just like the general store.
Okay, so he's coming out of the general store.
He's sharp.
And he's going to pick that up, whatever that is. Ooh, 2 things. Little Dilbert picked up a great club.
Oh, let's go.
And, you know, even though he's a small man, he's got a big heart. So he's charging
in. He's got
in.
This.
He's charging in. He's going to bonk that troll.
He's going to save these children.
He's got, like, the big wooden plank that they use to, like, lock the door on the back. So
Just
bringing that whole fucking thing.
Yeah. Oh, crap. What am I doing? All right. And does a 13 hit?
A 13 will not hit.
Damn it, Dilbert.
His heart is so big and his muscles are so small.
Yeah. I like that he like pulled it back and he just went backwards.
It happens a lot in Blumendorf. Yeah.
He'll get the technique down if he doesn't die.
Technique.
We're going to the troll who in his agony is going to be aiming for Kanta. Yes. Just flailing. Well, Axel's behind him and that's really hard to reach when there's...
Yeah, he's also holding a pole up his ass. Yes. So it makes it very difficult to turn around.
That is a nat 20 and a crit fail.
Yes!
In one disadvantage.
Yes!
Ooh!
His club goes flying.
I lived, bitch.
The now unarmed troll is just still... Stop! And we pick up again with Dilbert.
All right.
Get him, Dilbert.
Dilbert's going to set his feet and try again. He's going to roll an 8.
not quite, Dilbert. You're going to get there, though, buddy.
He'll figure it out eventually.
he went too far back, and this time he goes too far forward, and then next time it's going to be right on
there.
He's going to be baby carrot.
It's very top-heavy.
Very top-heavy. Yes.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Axel?
You know it. We're on the grind. We're plunging.
Brother.
We're splintering. Oh, that's a three. Oh, do I get advantage for flanking?
Yeah.
Hell yeah. That's a 12.
That's not going to hit.
For shame.
It almost comes out, actually.
I just keep it back.
After Exil, we are back to Kanta.
Kanta is going to grab two of the knives sticking out of the troll and just try to put them right back in. Oh. That's a 19 and a 3.
19 will hit.
All right. Let's see. 2 piercing.
Ooh.
And then remembering that the Kingsguard is a thing, Kanta is going to run towards wherever the hell the Kingsguard are.
That's probably a good idea.
It's like two towns over is like the next.
He starts sprinting. Okay. We're going to retire.
Yeah. Kanta's retired. Okay. We are back at the troll then, who is going to look at this little guy in front of him in his haze of pain.
Oh.
That is a 15.
No.
No. Not Dilbert.
No.
Dilbert, that is 5 points. No, actually, no, because I got to reroll that because he doesn't have his club anymore.
Oh, my God.
Oh.
It's going to be more.
No, that is a 5.
Okay. Yeah, he's done for.
5 damage?
No, that was 5 to hit because he doesn't. Oh, okay. I was adding his club stuff, but he doesn't have a club. It's just his fist.
Then he's fine.
Yeah, so Dilbert's still there.
Nice.
And it's Dilbert's turn.
All right. Dilbert feeling good about himself, you know, bobbing and weaving that.
You can do it, Dilbert. Get him.
That last hit. Nat 20.
Dilbert.
Do it, Dilbert.
Dilbert.
That's. So what is that with the.
2d8.
2d8,
yeah.
Nice.
Hell yeah.
That is 11 points of damage.
Yes, yes.
That's my boy.
Let me just double check. He's not quite dead, but he looks so bad. After Dilbert, it is Exil's turn.
Okay. Exil. He's going to give it one good go, and he's going to try and shove that fucking mop so far up as far as he possibly can with all his strength.
To the mop head.
And advantage. With an 18, he is going to do 5 more bludgeoning damage as he sends it home.
I know how you
want. Oh, hell.
Yeah, boy.
Hell yeah. He is just like, just really leaning into it. He's getting like the full, like loading up and just sends that shit. And it just goes, rips. It's just all up in there. And he's just going to start fucking just plunging that bitch.
Damn.
And the troll, as his internals are just absolutely mushed, is going to topple over, and Axel is going to stand atop him with the mop sticking out.
Another glorious victory for Axel, and a massive mess to clean up, nonetheless.
They're going to make a statue out of that.
Another great victory for Axel, the town janitor, who has slain his second troll. Nice. He was a character from last time we did this.
Fucking go. Yes.
Nice.
Yeah, that is about probably 15 minutes after this, the Kingsguard comes riding up with little Kanta like behind one of the knights on the horse. Well, you guys have slain another troll. Good job. We will, of course, take credit in all the reports. Carry on your work. And taxes are due next week, so see you all then.
If I may, my lord, I need a new mop. This one is no longer serviceable, and I have much cleaning to do.
We will send your inquiry to the Lord Baron, and he will get you a new mop, probably.
Thank you, my lord. Thank you.
Or actually, you know, as is my right, as a knight of the realm, you may take one from the general store.
Perfect, my lord. Thank you, my lord.
Of course. Well, cheerio. Have a wonderful time, peasants. They plop Canta down and ride right on back.
Goodbye, my lord.
And Axel's gonna turn back and just start like dragging the bodies away.
Does Axel have a better like lair now? Like, where does Axel live?
Oh yeah, that's at the mortician shop.
Oh
yeah,
yeah,
yeah.
For sure.
Nice.
Yeah.
Janitor and mortician. Wow. He does so much for this.
Looks weirdly similar to the butcher shop.
Ooh.
For no particular reasons.
Mm-hmm. I don't know about all that.
There are totally not suspiciously spice racks in there as well.
That's for preservatives.
Of course. Clean up all of these corpses in the streets, you know.
Okay. Well, congratulations, guys. You have saved Blippendorf.
Woo.
Death count. Wasn't too bad.
Yeah.
Axel is an incredibly well-fed black lizardman.
Couple of families basically almost snuffed out, but, you know.
Yep.
Kanta's still there. They're not all gone. Maybe he has more siblings that we don't know about.
He's got a drunk uncle named Sutan.
Excellent. His new caretaker.
Dilbert also is going to be, like, the townspeople are now going to call him Dangerous Dilbert after his heroic... bravery.
It's double D.
It's dangerous. Used to maybe kind of get pushed around a lot, and now no longer.
He's going to get a badge that looks like the Daredevil logo.
Yeah.
Absolutely, yes.
However, Blippendorf is now being blacklisted from both strongman conventions and theater conventions.
Damn.
After last time, the local theater school has been shut down permanently.
Silver lining. There now is a 0% homeless rate.
True. Yeah. We have cured homelessness in Blippendorf.
Just saying. Mm-hmm. Just saying.
The gazebo is going to be so much less stinky.
Yeah, it's going to smell so much better around town.
Well, thank you to our sponsors. We have VB Health and FanRoll.
Hell yeah. Yup.
We're getting into the holiday season, Christmas shopping. FanRoll, I know, has their advent calendars that I, at the point of recording this episode, have not sold out. They do sell out fast, though. They do. So if you're still looking, maybe scoop one. They're really cool. You get a lot of dice, a lot of fun stuff. They make great gifts. I mean, we're all looking for dice, I think. If you're listening to this podcast, you probably know people that also listen to this podcast. And if you don't, you can fix that.
Mm. This is true.
It is in your power to do so.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. And VB Health, that means cold and flu season. There's a lot of nasty stuff going around. I know we got taken out by a cold a couple weeks ago.
I was on the struggle bus for a hot minute. Still haven't kicked the cough.
Mm. Yeah, but how you avoid that is you do better than us.
Yep.
You actually take your vitamins every day.
For sure.
And VB Health can help you with that.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. Thank you to our patrons. Mm-hmm. You know who you are. You're awesome. We love you. Keep doing what you're doing. And we're going to keep doing what we do.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Well, that's going to be how it goes.
Which is stick mops up trolls.
Hell yeah, brother.
If you give us money, we can keep doing that.
Yes.
And if you don't give us money,
we'll still keep doing that.
Just with less money.
You know. But more poor. We'll have lower quality fake mops, okay?
Yeah, and on that note, have a great week. We'll see you in 2 weeks.
Bye.
Bye.